Vi Falls Locker Room Chat here continues on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This locker room chat provided by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Here now with Valley Falls boys head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. Of course, last week we talked about what was the incredible Northeast Kansas League title, finishing the league 9-1, but you're also finishing the regular season 15-8, concluding the season with a win over Jackson Heights last Friday in a non-league matchup. Well, coach, before we talk about postseason that starts up later this week, let's talk about the season for you and your team. I mean, overall, what are some thoughts from it?
You know, I just believe that we're a group that had to find their identity early on. And we struggled early, lost a couple games that I feel like, after Christmas, if we played them again, we'd win them. You know, we came back at Christmas break and really worked on some things and really gelled as a group over that time frame and really hit the ground running, when we came back. And, it's kind of, you know, propelled us to, win the league championship outright. I feel like, you know, you look at the league in its entirety. I know that a head-to-head matchup with Riverside, we didn't get it done, but, in the grand scheme of things, we were able to, you know, win more games than we lost and do a good job of that, especially, late in the stretch, especially after that loss. And then, you know, kind of taking care of business on the road when we needed to, and that's really going to have to be a thing we do if we can get through the first round of sub-state, because we're going to have to go on the road and play in some hostile environments. And in the year at Jackson Heights, on senior night for them and a rocking crowd, was pretty good for us to get us to where we need to be. But, you know, to sum up the season in a whole, I think this group is yet to play its best basketball. But I couldn't be more proud of a group of kids that, you know, coming in off last year, I feel like, you know, like I said before, we had a bullseye on our back. And we get everybody's best shot, seems to be every night. So, for us to accomplish the things that we have to this point, I couldn't be more proud of a group.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming sub-state here play quarterfinals matchup here in Class 2A. Getting started here on Friday this week against Washington County. You host the team here in your own home floor starting at 6 o'clock. Coach, what are some keys to this matchup against this Tigers unit?
Washington County is I look at their, of course, they come from the tough TVL league. I've watched a ton of game film on them. They've got some dudes. They got some size. They have some quickness. They're going to mix it up on defense. Watching them on film, they all look like they're pretty athletic and long. They all look to be about, 6'1", 6'2", with some little bit size at other places, but, they're going to be a team that's, they feel like, hey, we're battle tested coming out of our league, and, they're going to play with nothing to lose. So we're going to have to be focused. Sometimes that first round sub-state game is the tough one because everybody's nervous to play and you're really not sure. You run into a team that you haven't seen, and that's kind of been our case the last couple of years. Like last year, seeing Valley Heights in the first round, a team we never saw, throughout the season, which I think is beneficial, for us, and for them, just because you can't scout them as well. So you just kind of got to go out and see what can happen and let the ball fly and see what happens. So, I know that they're going to be a tough team. They're well coached, and they play extremely hard. They're a bunch of kids out there that when it's a loose ball, they're going after it. So we're going to have to match their intensity, and kick it up a notch on our end and shoot the ball well, execute against their zone and take it to them.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for our final week here of our coaches' shows.
Hey, man, I just want to thank you guys for what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports. All you guys, doesn't matter who you intermingle with, from what you guys do, you guys all do an awesome job. So appreciate you coming from a coach's perspective. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it as well. Again, head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer here from the Valley Falls boys as they look to try to get back to that state tournament, breathe some fire there for the Dragons as they will start their first postseason matchup here this Friday, taking host the Washington County Tigers, starting at 6 o'clock on the Valley Falls home floor.